This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E. Ward.
Yes, the FDA Dragon Slayer, now also the FTC Dragon Slayer, is with me now. And Jonathan, you've been so busy the past few weeks dealing with things almost like, do you sleep at all, battling the bureaucratic oligarchy?
I don't sleep much, Robert, but... That's not good for my health, so I'm looking forward to the day when I can actually have a good night's sleep.
Yes, no, I want to make sure you get enough sleep because we need you to do the battle that you do to beat back the oligarchy. Now, on the FTC, last week we discussed a little bit about FDA and FTC and the fact that Trump could take some steps as head of the executive branch to stop enforcement or reduce the, what would we say, the priority of enforcement, because it's sort of like when we see on the state level or even the federal level with the DEA saying, you know what, we're probably not going to arrest you for using CBD supplements because they're not the same thing as the full-on cannabis THC stuff. And look at the priorities in terms of heroin overdose and opioid overdose. And you look at that and you go, all right, really, is this a problem that we need to be targeting? There's some practicality in this administration that didn't exist in previous administrations.
The problem with the Federal Trade Commission is that it's an island unto itself, a governing structure that is independent, really, of the courts, the Congress, and the American people. We have no check on its abuses, and its abuses are routine. Mm-hmm. The FTC will go after someone for deceptive advertising or deceptive advertising practices or unfair business practices. On the slightest academic notion of deception without first establishing that, in fact, consumers were caused harm.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, throughout their whole case, they need not establish evidence that consumers were harmed. They need only argue logically that some communication to the public had a potential to deceive either overtly in its content or by implication. The problem with this approach, detached from reality, detached from proof of harm, is that it gives bureaucrats total power over American enterprise such that they can bring companies to their knees and cause unemployment on an academic dispute. So the resolutions in these cases, it's become just a means by which the government bilks industry of huge sums of money. This money used to go in to reimburse consumers, even in instances where the reimbursement was wholly disproportionate from the offense alleged. Now it goes straight to the United States Treasury. They use it to just to raise revenue. They say they're obtaining the revenue for the United States Treasury in constructive trust for the American people. It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a sick joke, man. This is like unapportioned taxation. Once again, it's like Congress never initiated this. Like when they talk about revenue raising, where is it supposed to start? In the House, in the people's House. This is
well.
Just
let
like,
me
go ahead.
Let me tell you, they don't have any limits. They
wow.
can perform investigations in clandestine manner. They can do them, notifying a party and then examining the party with no limits to the extent to which their examination can go, costing companies millions of dollars just to get through the discovery process with them. By the time they get to the charging phase, they aim to deplete the resources of a company and then go after them for whatever is left and then throw it into the treasury and get a consent order to do that under threat of going to court. Courts usually defer to the FTC, even in these academic instances. There's no requirement of proof of actual injury. There's no requirement that the FTC ever prove that a single person actually was deceived by an advertisement or was unfairly treated such that they were injured in the market. It's entirely academic. They can presume injury upon a finding of their own that a statement is deceptive. I can't tell you how Byzantine and peculiar this whole process is. This is Kafkaesque. Mm-hmm. It draws in people into a maze of regulation out of which their skin is filleted and then they're thrown out with bones on the other side. It's very unfair, and it really does no good. There's no consumer benefit. It's all academic in the sense that consumers are benefiting. There's no necessity of proof of harm. You could resolve these things simply without even the necessity of going through these processes simply by saying, having the government issue a statement to a party saying, we object to your use of this particular claim in the market. We think it deceives. And 9 times out of 10, companies would just drop the statement.
Right.
If they wanted to fight the matter, they could then pursue litigation. And that's the way it should be. The government should bear the burden of proof in excruciating detail to establish that speech in the marketplace is not only false, but also causes injury. The natural corrective in the market is that competitors will ferret out false representations and point them against the party making them in the ordinary course, causing that party to suffer economic loss as consumers realize that this is false. That's the best way to resolve it. We ought to keep government out of it unless there is an instance where people are actually suffering an injury and the statement is demonstrably false, and the burden of proof ought to be on the government to establish both of those before it can take action.
Jonathan,
in fact, we should do away with the FTC.
I'm with you there. But I've got to ask this question because you painted a picture where it's obvious that the federal government, the agencies, benefit by fining these companies. It's an unapportioned kind of unconstitutional tax, if you will. But what about other beneficiaries? I mean, that's always the thing. Follow the money. Who else benefits by these FTC actions besides
the top? Well, it's anti-competitive. What happens is you have political appointees at the top of the FTC. They may basically make their cut on who is going to be favored and who is going to be disfavored, and they pick winners and losers in the market. As for the losers, they authorize the staff to perform clandestine investigations of them, gathering as much evidence as possible. Then they bring charges against them. They perform sometimes public investigations where they depose people, public in the sense that the company's notified, not public in the general sense. And it's just abuse. I mean, it's absolutely rank abuse of power in instances without any in the first instance without any necessity of establishing actual injury.
Yeah, no harm is necessary, and in fact, harm is
let me,
just
let me
those
give
companies.
You let me give you an example that really could be an actual example.
Okay.
So Coca-Cola has an advertisement, and they say Coke adds life.
Yes,
okay,
yeah, we talked about this last week. In fact, you brought this up, and it went viral, what you discussed there, because obviously nobody in their right mind is thinking Coca-Cola is actually going to add life to you.
Right.
It's sort of an advertising claim, and if they wanted to, they could target them for elimination. Obviously, they didn't, but they do this all the time, for instance, with dietary supplements.
Here's a real instance. Try this. So the FTC says biodegradable cannot be used on a biodegradable product. Why? Because the FTC arbitrarily defines biodegradable as complete breakdown into elements in nature within 5 years after disposal. Well, guess what? Banana peels don't disappear in nature reliably within 5 years after disposal. Orange peels don't either. Pieces of wood frequently do not. So these things, which we commonly call biodegradable, mm-hmm. are not biodegradable by FTC's definition. What is that? That's tyranny.
Yes.
Tyranny. Driving out of the marketplace a key term that is used to distinguish products, not based on proof that it's that the person who's using it is selling something that does not biodegrade, but based on an arbitrary definition which has a suppressive effect of destroying an entire marketplace of goods and services in favor of one minority enterprise which produces products that break down break down shortly after they're thrown into the trash. You know,
right?
You can't do that with a plastic in an automobile. You can't do that with plastic that you're going to have hold something that weighs more than 5 pounds in a bag. You have to have something that can endure and last for a time and then break down. Not only that, nothing breaks down into elements. It's a joke.
That's true.
It's unscientific. It breaks down into compounds.
Exactly.
So they don't even have a whit of scientific knowledge. And they pursue this thing. The best solution is to get rid of the FTC and rely upon the Department of Justice to prosecute instances of actual demonstrable fraud. Leave it to the marketplace of ideas and information for people to make informed choices. Trust people to not be complete vegetables, but to use their scruples in making purchasing decisions. I'm not saying that you should defend a party who defrauds people. I'm saying you should, if you're the government, you should have to prove it, and people should be innocent until proven guilty. They shouldn't be presumed guilty until proven innocent, which is the way the FTC operates.
So, Jonathan, where does the battle take place? You talked last week some things, again, that the Trump administration could do to defang the FTC in these movements. But what about the battle lines against the bureaucratic oligarchy? Do you have to go have an administrative hearing, or can you take it to a constitutional court of some kind?
Well, the solution for getting rid of the FTC is in the hands of Congress. And really, it's just one of several agencies that likewise should be eliminated. But when it comes to the FTC, I would say 9/10 of what the FTC does causes harm in the marketplace, resulting in unemployment, lost opportunities for innovation and product development, and lost opportunities for competition, which would lower prices for consumers. The FTC is harming the American public. It's not helping it. And even in single instances where you can prove that someone said something that was false and resulted in sales, it is still the case that they could have used a far less draconian means to correct that than running a company out of business or substantially lowering its presence such that tons of people lose their jobs. I mean, the point here is, why should workers who are innocent of any wrongdoing,
yes,
be forced out of employment because the FTC wants to exact a huge pound of flesh from the employer? Well, shouldn't the FTC instead correct the problem?
Stand by, Jonathan. We're up against the break here. Oh, hold on. I want to continue. This is a fascinating discussion, folks. Things you will not hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Jonathan E. Moore continues on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back at it with Jonathan Emord, and he is fired up, as am I. The FTC, really, the fear in the marketplace comes not in the natural products industry, really. The FDA is secondary to FTC, because you can comply with FDA relatively by the book. There's some things you can do. With FTC, you don't know where you stand. They come up and make stuff up, and Jonathan, you set it out so very clearly. And I want to understand more of this, you know, how these battle lines are drawn. I would like to see Congress eliminate them as well, but I've talked about the practicality of Congress being in the pockets of those who benefit by large government, bureaucratic, oligarchical institutions. So what can we do short of that? How do you do battle with the FTC? Is it an administrative court? Is it a constitutional court? What can we do?
Well, the FTC is a government unto itself. It can use its own administrative courts. The party that charges you, that is the commission, is also the ultimate judge. And it can go through that process. Or once it gets its own act together on something, it can go to federal court and get damages, and the federal courts just defer to the FTC. This is really a corrupt regime. Let me give you an example sort of epitomizes what the FTC is. If you go to the Federal Trade Commission building on Pennsylvania Avenue, the one that was built in the 1930s as part of the New Deal, you look at a statue in the front of it. The statue in the front of it is Soviet architecture. It was because the Morgenthau, who was Secretary of Commerce, I believe, in the Roosevelt administration, was enamored of socialism, as were many of the cabinet members in the Roosevelt administration. And he loved the Bolsheviks. And so what he did was have an artist who did Soviet-style architecture construct a statue of this enormous fat horse that's wild being restrained by a worker who has holding the reins of the horse, pulling it down, symbolizing the use of the power of government on behalf of workers to tame the wild marketplace. So that's what this is about. This is about limiting the ability of competition to take place in the marketplace through the power of government, which acts euphemistically on behalf of consumers, when in point of fact, its destructive effects in the market harm consumers, harm price, raise prices, and increase the difficulty of people competing. It's just an absolute disaster, and it ought to be done away with. Ronald Reagan wanted to get rid of the Federal Trade Commission. It really should be eliminated.
I agree. Now, as far as life after the FTC, would there now be freedom of speech allowed once again? Because we've seen the extreme violation, not a mild violation, extreme violation of freedom of speech that the FTC rules this way. And is there a revolving door among FTC people in industry so that they benefit by the corporations or industries that they protect?
Sure there is. I mean, if you're made commissioner, chairman of the FTC, or you're made a member of the Federal Trade Commission, you're generally interested in staying there for but a short time, and you will stay there but for a short time, depending on the preferences of the president who comes in and appoints new people to replace the top commissioners. There are three commissioners appointed by the president. Two are appointed by the president from the opposite party. So there are two Democrats in this administration. There will be two Democrats on the commission, and there will be three Republicans. Prior administration was the opposite, with three Democrats. Not only three Democrats, but three Democrats who were really largely socialist, in my view. They absolutely loved destroying market processes, interfering with market processes, presuming to know what was good for the public, even in instances where survey evidence would establish their perception of deception to be false, such that, just giving you an example, if we have a minute.
Yeah, we have a minute, yes.
Do we only have a minute?
Yes, a minute till the break.
All right, well, I'm going to save it for after the break. But there's an example I can give you from a case I was involved with, which I think is an astounding example of just how abusive the Federal Trade Commission is.
Okay, well, real quick, before the break, do we have any indication that Trump is aware of this particular competition-stifling agency like he is in other areas?
I don't think he's particularly attuned to it. I think he may be somewhat aware of it, but I think more emphasis needs to be had here. He can do a lot with executive power to constrain what the Federal Trade Commission does, and he ought to do that because it's working at cross purposes with his agenda. He's done wonders to improve the nature of competition in the United States and to reopen markets that have been stifled by regulation, particularly from the EPA. But he needs to comprehend that there is a force in the Federal Trade Commission which has an equally suppressive effect upon market processes and really needs to be restrained as well.
All right.
The ultimate solution is to get rid of it.
Yep. Stand by. We've got more. This is turning into a very special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty, tackling the FTC. More with Jonathan Emord after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20.
Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I feel like class is in session here. Those who love liberty, those who love health freedom, really need to know what Jonathan Ebord is up to in terms of tackling the bureaucratic oligarchy and the FTC in particular, and their ability to stifle freedom of speech, competition, innovation, etc. I mean, we've certainly done many shows about the FDA, Jonathan, but the FTC seems to be more vicious and out of control than even the FDA.
That's true. I would say the FDA is a pretty doggone close negative there.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, just to give you an example of how ridiculous the Federal Trade Commission can be, at an oral argument I had before the Federal Trade Commission itself, the commission itself, one of the commissioners whose name is Julie Brill, no longer there, retired when the Trump administration came in, she, in all of her fulsome abuse of power, actually deemed a minority of public opinion that is contrary to scientific fact to be governing what a company would have to do and say in the market. Let me give you an example. So in the CCM case, we proved, without any substantive contradiction, we proved that the product that was created by ECM when infused into plastics caused plastics to biodegrade. And it really, the evidence was overwhelming. The science then established that it was biodegradable. Commissioner Brill said, I don't care what the science says.
Oh, my.
I care what the public perceives biodegradable to mean, and that's what governs. Then she said, I said, we have survey evidence which establishes that the vast majority of consumers, almost all of them, understand biodegradable to mean what the science says. She then said, but a minority of consumers do not understand it that way. And even though their understanding contradicted scientific fact, she said that the advertisement use of the word biodegradable was deceptive because a minority of people, small minority, did not understand what it meant, and that we had to revise the advertising to satisfy that minority. I gave her an example of how this would apply in the context of, and this is true, of survey evidence about public perception of the shape of the earth. About 5% or thereabouts of people surveyed think the earth is flat, not round.
That's right.
I said, does this mean that those who advertise round spherical globes for sale
mm-hmm.
have to modify their advertising to say, include a disclaimer or something else that says that that makes an accommodation for those who think the earth is flat? And she's, well, that's not an accurate example. But the point is, it was quite on point. It is a case where science, in their view, even if it's a scientific fact that you're advertising, you can be forced to communicate a government message because the government presumes to protect even those who are ignorant of the science and who have an absolutely false view of what is reality. That's insane.
You can't make this stuff up, Jonathan. I you must have been just shaking your head, holding your tongue, biting your tongue with this. I mean, how do you deal with such lunacy?
Well, I've become so accustomed to this, sadly, in the bureaucratic agencies that
yes.
It's horrendous. I mean, we're about ready now to file suit against the TTB, the Treasury Tax and Trade Bureau, which formerly was exclusively the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And in this instance, there is this substance called NTX, which is an additive to alcohol.
Yeah, we covered that. In fact, I was at the press conference, remember that, in D.C.?
Yes.
And this is another stunning example where the government is prohibiting scientifically validated information that could actually help millions of people save their liver.
Well, look at this. The suit is limited to two of the eight claims we made. The reason why it's limited to those two of the eight is that the scientific evidence in support of those two has no contradiction anywhere in the literature, and the evidence is overwhelming in favor of it. Here's what it is: that NTX protects the liver, or not the liver, excuse me. That NTX protects DNA from alcohol damage. It reduces the adverse effect of alcohol on DNA. Now, there's nothing in the record that the government can find or support that challenges the double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial data using the state-of-the-art testing methodology endorsed by Dr. Jeffrey Blumberg of Tufts University Antioxidant Center, that is part of the United States Department of Agriculture, after a thorough review of all the science, as well as Dr. Stowe's, another leading expert, and as well as Dr. Harry Proust, Georgetown professor of medicine and pathology, who's also a nutrition expert. All these people reviewed original scientific research done in a pristine manner in actually three separate studies establishing that there is a very significant reduction in DNA damage caused by the inclusion of NTX in alcohol versus alcohol without it. We're suing the TTB here this week sometime. Our suit will be filed on First Amendment grounds as well as on ultra vires grounds. That is, TTB is has the exclusive statutory authority to regulate labels of and advertising of alcoholic products. TTB transferred review of this to the FDA. The FDA used its dietary supplement and drug standards to review the claims for the alcohol product. FDA doesn't have any statutory authority to review alcohol labeling.
Wow.
Only TTB has that authority. TTB totally delegated it to FDA, then adopted completely what FDA decided, even though FDA didn't use alcohol standards. It used drug standards and dietary supplement standards.
Both don't apply here.
That's against the law. If you're an agency of the government, you have to follow your statutory mandate. You can't delegate away your authority to another agency with different standards that Congress didn't even adopt.
This is stunning.
All right, so this kind of nonsense is typical, unfortunately. So we're going after the TTB in federal court over that. This will be another case that goes on forever. Probably the appeal to the Court of Appeals. It'll be an ultimate decision. But boy, oh boy, we had better hope that Bellion, the company that is suing, and Shigeropati Technologies, the company that developed NTX, that those companies win this case. Because I'll tell you, if they lose this case, it means alcohol is static. There will never be innovations in alcohol designed to reduce its adverse effects.
Right.
If this case wins, there will be such innovations. If this case loses, innovations are illegal. No one's going to innovate a change in alcohol that improves your health by diminishing adverse effects of alcohol unless they can tell you that. They can't tell you that. They're not going to do it. They're not going to expend the additional amount of money. They're not going to raise the price of alcohol to accommodate these innovations. They're not going to do anything at all. And so you have static alcohol that harms your liver, harms your brain, harms your kidneys, and harms your DNA. So, you know, we want people to innovate. Get government out of the way. Get TTB out of the way, right? Mm-hmm. That's the solution. We ought to be able to innovate to improve the health of products that are unhealthy.
Yeah, and I might add, Jonathan does not drink alcohol, nor do I, but in defense of innovation, in defense of freedom, in defense of those who would take a product that is harmful and make it less harmful, you know, we want that kind of thing to be occurring because we don't have malicious intent in terms of limiting the marketplace, much less the harm that comes from limiting the marketplace.
Well, I'll drink to that cranberry juice. I like the president like you. We're all teetotalers, but nonetheless, people have rights. And their rights, they can determine what they want to consume. I just think that if they're going to consume something that causes injury, it'd be better to consume something that causes less injury. I mean, why limit them to things that are injurious? Why not have things, the marketplace, there's no reason why science can't develop means by which alcohol can be denuded of its adverse effects.
Mm-hmm.
And why not?
Sure, of course. But
so TTB is protecting the old guard from competition. If we win this case, it means innovation in the marketplace and competition for healthful or less unhealthy alcohol, which will create a huge movement. And the old guard will be challenged by this new competition, but that's what these agencies protect, and that's what these officials in these agencies, they know when they leave the government, they're going to get a hefty sum of money and a nice position mm-hmm. with the industry they regulate.
This real, very real current story that you're involved and engaged in is illustrative of our founding fathers and what they warned us about: a strong, centralized bureaucracy, all-powerful, that it was much more damaging and dangerous to the health of the American people than almost any product that could be developed.
We have such a bloated, massive federal bureaucracy, such an enormous government that its cost and its burden on freedom, free enterprise is so enormous. And we expect our industry, despite all of these negative effects, to be as competitive as possible in the rest of the world. It's amazing that we have such a vibrant economic environment as we do. But that's only due to the fact that the bureaucracy tends to be lazy.
Yeah.
If the bureaucracy gets a bee in its bonnet, It could destroy the marketplace in a second.
Yes.
If the FDA, the FTC, the EPA, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Department of Energy, if all of them were to go on a regulatory rampage, that is, fully implement all of their regulations and do a scorched earth assessment of the entire marketplace, they would drive business into oblivion. We would see mass unemployment. Mm-hmm. We would see the economy take a nosedive. Well, my goodness, if that power is vested in them, and all it takes is for the arbitrary discretion of one leading political figure who heads it to run out of existence all companies and destroy freedom in America, shouldn't we regard that repository of power as too much power?
Yeah, I don't think anybody needs to pause to answer that one. Jonathan, we got one more segment coming up. We're on the break here. Everybody check it out. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We'll also take you to eMord, EMORD.com. Man standing up for and defending liberty like no other there down near our nation's capital and around wherever the battle lines need to be drawn. So we've got one more segment. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week, the Sacred Fire of Liberty is rekindled with Jonathan Emord whenever we can get him. And, of course, he's been so busy lately, we don't know when. So I'm so glad we've been able to get this deep-level discussion of the real, the genuine threats to liberty. Certainly, we talk about threats from outside of our country, but in many cases, the founders knew that there would be significant threats from within, and we're living in these times.
I wish the American people could see, have a bird's eye view into the day-to-day operations of the FDA, the FTC, the EPA. They would be appalled, so appalled that they would be shocked into a state of near comatose existence. Mm. I mean, this is something beyond their wildest dreams of how abusive government can be, how extraordinary the power that they wield is against innocent people, people who are not morally culpable, who are not evil, but who are just like them, being told that they're deceptive, that they're polluters, that they're victimizing people when they're not, when there's no proof of actual injury. That's what appalls me. Most of the regulations in the bureaucracy are prior restraints, which means that it is a law that prohibits you from doing something that in and of itself is an innocent activity. But it's prohibited because it's presumed that you will manipulate that activity in a way that causes injury, even though there are equally possible ways to conduct yourself that would not cause injury. But on the mere thread in a whole tapestry of goodness, a mere thread of evil, they shut down the whole business of making the tapestry. And what they should be doing is targeting the thread, going after the thread with a vengeance.
Jonathan.
And instead, it's this abuse.
Yeah, if I may, look at the opposite case where harm is inevitable. For instance, in the vaccine issue, I believe up to the Supreme Court level, they said vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And yet they've created a marketplace for it that the market doesn't demand, but it is mandated from government. And the very manufacturers of these unavoidably unsafe products are protected from liability. So it's not that the people in government are genuinely trying to protect the health and safety of the American people.
Well, look, even from the government's vantage point, it has to be stated, and it's not subject to any reasonable dispute, that it's impossible, even in a police state, to achieve 100% compliance with vaccination. Not only that, even when you achieve 100% compliance, you have people who the vaccines don't work on them. Vaccines, the people continue to be contagious, whatever, even if the vaccines did work. And so even by their own metric, even under their own view of the world, they cannot achieve 100% vaccination in any circumstance. They vaccinate kids. Adults have similar diseases. The person coming in to bring the milk or bring the goods, the vendors and so forth, walking through the school, they're not vaccinated.
No. And you pointed out...
The adults coming into the school, they're not vaccinated.
No. And you pointed out also...
The whole notion, 100% of those who are in the school have to be vaccinated. And then what do they do? They make the kids be vaccinated.
Right.
But then everybody that is interacting with the school on a day-to-day basis... It's not, or a significant number or not, and yet we don't have these mass contagions they predict.
No.
And the other thing is, you know, where is liberty here? Don't you have a freedom to prevent the government from forcibly injecting you with something against your interests? Shouldn't people be able to have that right? Furthermore, if only 2 to 3% of the population doesn't want to be vaccinated, which seems to be the case, when there's a mandate for vaccination, all this palaver coming out of the government propaganda saying everybody has to be vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
and then you have 2 to 3% that don't become vaccinated, well, prove to me that the 2 to 3% that aren't being vaccinated cause any risk of injury to anybody.
Beautiful.
Prove
Jeff.
To me that
yeah.
prove to me that those who are not vaccinated, in the midst of a contagion, could not just be sent home. Send home with the homework. We have modern technology. You can have a classroom at a distance with virtual classroom. Send them home.
Well. Yeah, you said it well.
I mean, why do you have to forcibly why do you have to deprive the people of their individual liberty and their personal autonomy to accomplish this objective? They're far less draconian means.
Yeah.
Well, the reason is that the fanatics on this side of 100% vaccination are so strong in the public health community that they've come up with these fascistic, dictatorial regimes, and the government just passes it right into law. California's saluting it, going, all right, you're not vaccinated, all right, get out of school. You're not going to go to public
Jonathan,
school.
We're about out of time, but that's why we call it a medical police state or the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism in violation of the First Amendment. Folks, we got a lot more healing to do on a political and economic level as well as all the other levels, and Jonathan E. Moore's helping us do it with the sacred fire of liberty, my friend. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
And the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.